Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. His innocence. Srila Prabhupada sometimes said that innocence was almost like ignorance. To be innocent of knowledge of God, for example, was not at all admirable. An innocent victim of a bogus guru is also not praiseworthy. Yet, if we consider innocence as freshness and purity, as freedom from nastiness, it is a notable characteristic of Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada told a group of devotees how he first saw snow in New York City and thought the buildings had been whitewashed, some of the disciples could hardly believe that Prabhupada was actually so innocent. But by His mercy, we came to see this innocence as His non-deceptive, Krishna-conscious beauty. Prabhupada's innocence was not only what He said, it was His freshness of expression, His outlook, such as when He wrote of His Guru Maharaja, "The line of service as drawn by you is pleasing and healthy like morning dew." Prabhupada said that if one were to ask a heavy sense indulger, one who has given his whole life in trying to please his senses, if he had actually attained happiness, the sense gratifier would have to say, "No, my life was hellish." Srila Prabhupada was the opposite of this jaded outlook. He had no worldly weariness. His outlook was like a spring day, and this came from his transcendental consciousness. Therefore, he could respond with wonder to the world. As Prabodhananda Saraswati says, describing a devotee in spiritual consciousness, he sees the whole material world as Vaikuntha. One time on a morning walk through the pleasant English countryside, a devotee asked Prabhupada if this countryside was something like the kingdom of God. Prabhupada said, "This is the kingdom of God." Thus, Prabhupada's devotees were able to see through his eyes how even this world is Vaikuntha for one who sees Krishna everywhere. Freedom from sex desire in the material world is another kind of innocence, which is a strength of the transcendentalist. Although with sense enjoyers there is always an undercurrent of sexual meaning, Prabhupada was free of this. As a learned sage, he was well aware that people were captivated by sex desire at every turn. Yet he was not, and anyone who was with Prabhupada felt the possibilities of being free from sexual implications. Young men who were previously corrupt in taking drugs and in the illicit ways of sex became clean under his guidance. They themselves became bright-faced, happies, not hippies. Prabhupada's goodness was not a too sweet saccharine goodiness, however. It was not in the mode of material goodness. Indeed, Prabhupada's viewpoint of the material world was pessimistic, and he often expressed it with salty words. He did not speak sweet talk when describing the material world as it is. Under Krishna's protection, Srila Prabhupada lived in the material world in a simple way and was never corrupted or tainted by it. He often appeared to be like an innocent young boy. He once asked his disciples Nandarani and Dayananda if they could adopt him as their son as a strategy to get permanent residence in the USA. If we consider innocent to mean not guilty, then Srila Prabhupada was certainly innocent of any material entanglement. Unlike most people, he lived in the world without implication by karmic reaction. Prabhupada also felt compassion for the innocent creatures of this world, like the cows, bulls and calves, and also the women. He saw how women are victimized by others, although they themselves are innocent. Prabhupada felt that as they could be easily corrupted, they should rather be protected. He also referred to all his devotees as innocent boys and girls. Prabhupada once used this phrase, innocent boys, during a public lecture in Tompkins Square Park. Allen Ginsberg was present with some of his friends and he laughed sarcastically at Prabhupada's remark. Ginsberg was so decadent that the concept of innocent boys was something beyond him. For a person like Ginsberg, innocent boy often implies victims for one's sense gratification. Prabhupada's disciples, however, were innocent of sinful life by chanting Hare Krishna under Prabhupada's protection. Therefore, it is not possible that innocence can prevail in this world. When one becomes a devotee, he can remain innocent of further guilt and sinfulness, and he will not be corrupted. Srila Prabhupada trained his devotees to be shrewd so that they would not become corrupted by the material world. They could retain their innocence and still be aware of the dangers of Maya. They could then be prepared to deal with those dangers. As Prabhupada travelled and preached in cities all over the world, he saw and heard more and more of the horrors of Kali Yuga. Yet he always remained innocent of the atrocities. He worked to save mankind and to convert the viciously guilty into saintly human beings. Thank you. Hare Krishna.